older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong.
Johnson.
Mountain, take me home. Younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. Mountain mama, take me home. Country roads.
Keep playing that, Matty G. Lesson remembers from my Aunt Margie. We lost her this week, my daddy's sister. I'll be seeing my family later today. And Country Roads, she went home to the mountain. Been a tough week, boys and girls. Great friend, Tim Grounds, the Goose Guy. We lost him this last week. Tim, great guy. Great guy, great friend. When I was shooting ESPN television, we was up with Matt Wetty shooting a goose hunt. And he sent me up a call from the Goose Guy to the Turkey Guy. And when things wasn't happening, I got on that call, and I called in the geese, and we shot a television show, and those guys couldn't get over a turkey guy calling geese. Quick story on Tim. See him every year at the turkey show. Known him for years. But, some years ago at the NWTF convention in Nashville, Tennessee, had a big group of people around me on an autograph session, and Tim come in, worked his way in behind me, and tapped me on the shoulder and said, "I won't keep you long," and handed me a Bible. Small, a carrot in my backpack, camouflage Bible. And I said, "Well, thank you." He goes, "No problem. You need it a lot worse than I do." So our thoughts and prayers out to Tim Grounds and all his family and friends. And it's a tough week for the outdoor industry. A true legend in the outdoors. An outdoor legend's brother of mine. And, of course, my love out to my family. And going to be a tough day for all of us down in Potosi, Missouri today. So with that, we need to play an intro and run down to Mountain View, Missouri, and grab our great friend Murray Anderson. How about a little here? Whoop. Wrong intro.
I think this man needs to get a haircut. I saw his pictures.
Why does he need a haircut?
Man, did you see him on his pictures he posted on his shop yesterday? Well, he just almost looks like a hippie now. That hair's getting long.
Murray Anderson has long hair? I don't believe that.
Yeah. It just doesn't look like the average Murray in the
we
summer.
We have an intro or what's going on? There.
I was going
to. You're waiting for him to shut up, right? Wait a minute. Yeah, let's do a little something different for this guy and let it play. There we go.
So don't tell me who's wrong and right when liberty starts slipping away. And if you ain't gonna fight, get out of the way. Cause freedom makes so free when you.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls. We're gonna go out and grab our American hero. Warrior, our gunsmith,
newly promoted,
and I have no idea why you started talking about his haircut. I have no idea where that came from.
Let's look at his pictures,
Mr. Murray Anderson. Hey, Murray. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Good morning. Two and a half since my last haircut, so no, it's not very long.
We're having a hard time hearing you here this morning, brother.
Well, let's try this.
That's a little better.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. How's that? We got you. By the way, before we get into the interview, congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you very much.
What'd you get promoted to?
I got promoted to the first sergeant, so now I'm a first sergeant of my own company, and the company is located in Harrisonville, Missouri, and it's the 1139th MP Company up there. So,
all right.
Yes, sir. I've had some people that were crying and some people that were cheering. So I guess I'm doing a good job.
Yeah,
so.
I got tickled at Cricket, your wife. She posted going to have a bonfire, B-O-M-B, fire, two words. So I sent in a private message to bonfire, and she goes, you know what she's come back with? This is Murray. You know it's going to be a bomb fire. So, Anderson Services, what's going on with you, brother?
Oh, my goodness. It's been hopping and popping, I'll tell you. We're setting up for a rifle season, but, man, we have done a lot of repairs to some high-end shotguns this year. I don't know what these people are doing to their firearms, but it's been challenging. It's been challenging. Had a couple of over and unders come in that had to add sight plates and spacing bars and all kinds of stuff resoldered back on the guns.
Wow.
Oh, man. But I'll tell you, I'm really enjoying it. It's definitely. We had a lot of new shooters come in this year.
That's good.
Which is great. That's one thing that both of us definitely agree with as far as for setting up for the next generations, both with shotguns and rifles.
Yep.
6.5 Creedmoors, I've seen more of those this year, and we built more of those this year than what I expected, especially for a new round that was coming out. But I guess when you had that much push from, six major manufacturers and stuff, we're going to see them.
Yeah.
It's good caliber, good setup, especially for these guys that want to go out and shoot longer ranges.
But, yes, indeed. You're a full-service gunsmith. You do repairs and stuff. And I always, every time we get you on, I remind people that you can ship your gun to you for repairs or whatever.
Absolutely. There's instructions on my website, which is MissouriGunsmith.com, or you can always call us and we can tell you exactly how to do it. And what we're capable of doing. Plus, on the website, we've got, I think we still got the video up where it was the walkthrough of the shop. Probably need to update that again. We picked up some new equipment and stuff since that was done.
We can do that.
It's amazing times. The bad thing is it seems like gunsmith and stuff is dying off faster than what we can get it replaced. And man, that's one of the things you don't want to get into as a throwaway society, you know, as far as for the firearms and stuff.
Right.
We're working right now, three or four. I'm completely rebuilding three or four guns that were family heritage type of, mm-hmm. Of firearms. And, man, I take special pride as far as for those because it's preserving not only the history and stuff, but somebody's pride that, or a memory they had from
right.
20, 30, 40 years ago, you know. So absolutely a good time to be alive and awake in this industry as far as for my part. But, man, I'm always wishing and hoping that somebody else takes interest and opens up somewhere else because as our numbers diminish with the gunsmithing, that just means that we get further and further behind.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm glad that we got you on this morning. It's not the same as me and you being in the turkey camp there looking at each other and eating biscuits and gravy, but I still wanted to get you on even though I didn't get to come down and see you this weekend.
Well, and that's understandably so, too, and I support and definitely the love out to you and your family because I know it's a hard time that you're going through, and I completely understand. Yes, I would love to be sitting across the table from you, and so that way we could see eye to eye, and nothing else. I can get fed before I have to go to work this morning. So
yeah, you would have. You was going to bring Cricket over. I was going to feed her too.
Yeah,
biscuits and gravy, a little chicken, fried chicken. I had the menu all set up, brother. It's a shame, but we'll do it. We'll do it soon.
And then all the listeners would get a chance to hear the boss of the family. That's what it would have been.
Yeah. This is Murray Anderson. If you're just joining us, he's with Anderson Services, Missouri Gunsmith, Mountain View, Missouri, full service gunsmith. Give out that website again.
MissouriGunsmith.com, or like I said, we're down here at 911 County Road 3500 in Mountain View, Missouri. Beautiful Mountain View, Missouri. The sun's peeking up over the trees right now. Here's some of the bugs in the background. But yeah, we're proud to be here in the Ozarks, and the phone number is 417-934-2175.
All righty, brother. Thank you. Give everybody a hug from Uncle Ray today, okay? Sorry I didn't get to get down to see you guys, all right?
I sure will. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Murray. Mr. Murray Anderson, Anderson Services. Go ahead, Murray. You wanted something else you wanted to add? No? Okay. Well, he's gone. Bless his heart. Can you believe Vogler started talking about his haircut? I still can't believe he went there.
Honestly,
I didn't go there to get a haircut.
Vogler usually takes us on a weird journey that we're unexpected. We're always going straight, and then we have to veer off down the road, down Vogler
Amazing.
Lane.
I was going to give him another biscuit, but he's done. But he's going to look like a seal in a zoo if I get a biscuit out. Let's take a break. We come back on the other side. We're going to talk about wild grapes and pawpaws, baby. This is your handsome but yet humble host. Going to go to the other side with Peanut, Vogler, and Matty G. And we'll see you all on the other side, baby.